This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Yeah.
All right, welcome back to BetQL, you on the BetQL Network. One of the, look, we know the traditional leagues with history who are storied, who are always in the mix in March. We know about the Big East. We know about the Big 12. We know about the ACC. We know about the SEC. And the Big Ten, we'll just go ahead and round it out. But one league, RJ, that I find really entertaining, I mean really, really entertaining throughout the week, is the Mountain West. Now, the Mountain West, I think, has a chance to get six bids. And what's funny about that is that this league is really perfect at doing each other a solid. Like, just when their opponent, like, really needs a win to, you know, sort of spruce up their resume, there's a lot of cooperation, it feels like, sometimes. Like, perfect example was Colorado State and Nevada this past week. Nevada's there at Colorado State. They're big underdogs. They're missing their second leading scorer. They win on the road at Colorado State on a ridiculous Hail Mary buzzer beater after actually, like, really collapsing at the end. So that's just one example. But the way I want to ask this question to you, RJ, is this league is fun. They take advantage of Friday nights. There's usually a pretty good game on a Friday night. But is it all invalidated if the Mountain West doesn't have a team that makes a run? Like, if all these teams go out in the first and second round, does it all make it invalidated? Or, like, what's the right way to look at the quality of a league in college basketball?
That's a good question. I mean, like, I don't think that you have to have a deep run by some team in the Final Four or make the Final Four to validate your conference. I mean, you know, there's, like, does San Diego State making the final game validate Nevada? You know, like,
right.
That's, you know, I mean, I guess in a roundabout way, it kind of does. I know SEC football fans think it does. Everybody cheers on Bama and Georgia every year. I mean, I see that. But I think the course of the season, you know, your non-conference schedule, your non-conference records, you know, a lot of your individual metrics, I think that plays more in a one-and-done NCAA tournament. We know it's a crapshoot. Like, you know, we know that, like, we should never look at that coach can't win, or that team can never win. I mean, how much of the NCAA tournament's all about your draw? It's all about your draw. Some programs are just better suited, a little bit luckier. They just play better. They're just better programs, too. Right. And then when you're relying on Nevada or Utah State or San Diego State or New Mexico, I mean, these aren't Colorado's. These are traditional powers. You know, they have guys that they're losing players left and right to other their feeder programs at times. And I don't know that it's fair to the Mountain West to dock them if they all finish as, like, you know, 9 to 12 seeds, 8 to 12 seeds, and they run into bad matchups. I mean, if they just run into bad matchups, like, what are you going to do? Like, you just tip your cap, move on. Like, you lost the game to a better team. Like, I don't think it invalidates it if they don't have a deep run. I mean, ask me that same question on March 18th after the brackets came out on that Sunday.
No, yeah, I agree. I mean, look, I think it's – you're talking about a six-game sample. And I think it's also okay to enjoy a league and have fun with a league, you know, without having to inject some crazy, you know. Yeah. That's the nature of the tournament. It just is. And so I don't really think like there is validation one way or the other. I think like you said, I think there's validation of a team. I think there's validation of a, you know, but I don't think there's like San Diego State made the championship game last year. We weren't talking about, you know, oh, the Mountain West, man. Damn, what a league that was. You know, it's just and you will hear that, though. I mean, just you will hear if they flame out, you will hear that the Mountain West is unserious. But that's probably just it's probably just par for the course at this point. And look, I don't think there's any contender in it. I mean, I don't, realistically speaking. I don't think San Diego State has enough offense. You know, Utah State, I just don't take seriously. Colorado State, to me, I will be looking to fade them first round. I think there's a real chance the 11 seed, if they are, or excuse me, the 10 seed, if they are a 7, I think there's a real chance the 10 is favored. Boise State, I actually like because they are older, but, you know, I don't know if the firepower is there, and I don't know if they can guard. They always seem to have trouble with teams that are super athletic. And then Nevada and New Mexico are just, like, to me, there are teams that are good at home, and you take them away from that environment. And but that's the funny thing about the Mountain West. Like, they're all kind of the same. Every team's the same damn team. You know, it's like they're all really great at home, and you take them away from home, and they kind of shrink. So at any rate, I don't think there's a contender here. I wouldn't get involved with the future on any of these teams. In fact, I'd probably be looking, like I said, to fade some of them in the first round. But look, if you're the Mountain West, you're happy to get 6. If that's the way it goes, you are absolutely happy to get 6 in the NCAA tournament. All right. Go ahead if you have a point on that.
I think getting the amount of teams you get far more validates the conference than the runs those teams go on.
Right.
In the tournament. Right. I mean, you know, the selection can be subjective, yeah, but that's their job, is to pick the best teams. I know it's imperfect, but, you know, I never thought that what the team does in the tournament means, oh, they got in over this team that got snubbed and they shouldn't have. I don't know that it validates it. I think just getting in validates the conference.
Yeah, no, I think that's well said. That's well said. All right, I do want to hit some news because we are a college football show as well. That I know we're going to 12, but it feels like we're about to, that's going to be a brief stop, right, RJ? Like, the question is, where does it stop? Where does college football playoff expansion stop?
I don't know where it stops, man. Obviously, it doesn't stop at a 12, because we haven't even done a 12-team playoff.
You're exactly right.
And we're already talking about expanding it. The newest, the latest is that they want to expand to 14 teams. You have 3 automatic qualifiers. You know, the SEC will be guaranteed 3 teams. The Big Ten guaranteed 3 teams. The ACC guaranteed 2. The Big 12 guaranteed 2. The Group of 5 guaranteed 1, and then 3 at-large bids. And, like, I hate having a set number on it. I don't like divisions in sports. Like, geography should not play a role in who makes the postseason. Just because, like, I don't think geography should have anything to do with it. If the 12 or 14 best teams are in the Big Ten, then that's who should be in the tournament, not. Well, you know, the SEC's got to have 3 and the Big 12's got to. No, the 14 best are in the SEC. Like, that, I'm sorry. Like, you know, play better. And I love, you know, and I don't want this to be a charity case either. Like, what if the best Group of 5 is like the 30th ranked team? Like, should they get in over the 14th? I don't think so. Like, I'm sorry. Like, Tulane, you were in the SEC. You had your chance. You left on your own. Mm-hmm. You know, like, I don't know. Where does it stop? 16, 64? What's the FBS tournament?
Exactly. Like, I just, and I know we've, you know, I wish we had fans of the sport in charge, as opposed to people that are just driven by more dollars, because I feel like if we did, there would be a balance somehow, and we're not even concerned with that at this point for either of those sports.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with The Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
No, we're not. It's about money. It's just about money. But does it make, like, again, you know, we had this problem, you know, before the NIL and the transfer portal. Like every Final Four game was two touchdowns or more, like 17 points. And then we get the portal in there and everything kind of, you know, becomes a little bit more competitive. Well, after a while, aren't we going to go back? You know, let's just say they go to 16 teams, no buys. Mm-hmm. They're all at neutral sites. I mean, that's just the NFL, man. It's the NFL with lesser athletes. That's all it is. I don't know that I want to see that. I think there needs to be you are absolutely going to lose the regular season. Absolutely. Right. There's no, the reason that everybody watches college football on a Saturday is because you know, if you miss the OU Texas game, you may have missed the chance of the last meaningful game your team played all year because the loser of that game is probably out. Well, that's not going to be the case anymore.
Yeah, man. I'm glad for my AAC brethren that there's at least a spot for the group of five, but I agree with you. It's like, and in college basketball is going to run into the same thing. You devalue things. If you're going to let 80 teams in the NCAA tournament or whatever it is, 96 teams, like, why are we playing a regular season, man? For what?
Yeah.
I mean, let's do a 3-week season. Let's do a 3-week season or a month long season, and then we'll seed it based on that. And or you know, here's what you could do: you just cut out non conference. And again, like they won't happen because of the revenue, but it's like you're playing these games for no reason. Like a whole ass third of the country is getting in the tournament at 96, basically. So yeah, and with football, it's like, if you let 14 in or however many in, there's only going to be four or five real contenders as always anyway. But again, TV, money, this is the world and the sandbox that we play in. And it's never going to change, no matter how much it hurts the sport. So I hate to end on that note, but I can't stand it. I can't stand any of it. All right, it's going to do it for us today in this week's edition of BetQLU on the BetQL Network. Everybody enjoy the games this weekend. For RJ Choppy, for Zach Kroll, I'm John Martin. Appreciate you guys hanging out with us for a little bit today, and we'll see you next week right here on the BetQL Network.